Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at choices. So us humans are beings of self-creation. The choices that we make help to shape us and to shape our story. When we understand ourselves in this way, the choices that we make help us to make sense of how we got to where we are at present. And this can also give us a lot of useful information to direct towards the future if we want to get to a particular place in the future. Because all of us are the sum total of our thoughts, feelings, and the choices that we make as a result of these. Obviously, we're not responsible for the outside world, the things outside of that space, and there's a lot that we can't control in the world, but we are definitely responsible for our responses. And so this can become a really empowering concept if we're able to understand this and work with it. But it's not without its downside. Whenever we make a choice, we're responsible for that. We also then have to be responsible for the consequences, good or bad, of that choice. And this is an aspect of choice making that a lot of us struggle with and find difficulty with, is living with the consequences. And so my first tip for this week is to get comfortable owning your own consequences. When we blame, when we outsource responsibility, it keeps us not in the driver's seat. It keeps us not in control of our own self. And it's a big call, but to be able to stop, to set that down and to own it and to accept the consequences that come as a result of that becomes a really, really good space to grow and learn into. And there's obvious payoffs for that. And one of the ways that we can do that is to look back and try and see cause and effect in play. And the more we're able to do this, the more we're able to see that we made particular choices for particular reasons, and then that had consequences for ourselves and potentially for others, the more we are able to use this information in the present and to make better choices in the future. And that's where this becomes really important. My second tip is to really see this as an opportunity. If our choices do shape us, and this is true, then they shape us for good or ill. If we're the one making the choices, then to some degree, we're in the driver's seat here. Thinking about the type of life that we'd like to have for ourselves gives us the opportunity to work backwards towards the next decision that we're actually going to make. I love the idea that if life were a garden, we're the gardeners. And so therefore, if we have weeds in our garden and we want flowers, we need to do some weeding and we need to tend the soil and we need to plant some flowers. It's really, really important to be able to see our choices in this regard, I think. And I'm going to end this week's session with a couple of ideas that I've actually gotten from working with people with drug and alcohol problems over a long period of time. And it's true that these are often people whose choices haven't necessarily been the best ones for them. And there's a great bit of wisdom that they often talk about when they're trying to do things differently and live in recovery. And that's it. I just need to do the next right thing. I think it's such an important source of wisdom. If we could all live our life based on doing the next right thing, I think we'd all be making much better choices. And my second one, to consider the serenity prayer. Please grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, those external things, the courage to change the things that I can, and obviously the wisdom to know the difference between these things. That's how we maximize our ability to make choices and the best choices for us. So, do some weeding this week with Mind Games.